Today is a very important day. It is the 10th of September. Spring day is long gone, but this one is much more important. It is World Suicide Prevention Day. And I'm chatting to Caroline Burger from NAOT, that stands for the Namibian Association of Occupational Therapists. I get why you guys go with NAOT.
It's much easier.
So you are an occupational therapist and you also lecture at UNAM.
Yes, that's correct.
So you do know a thing or two. We've got the right person to chat to today.
I hope so. We'll see by the end of it.
Okay. So coincidentally, earlier this week, yesterday, I heard statistics are really on the increase locally here on our doorstep. Suicide statistics are up. I've actually got goosebumps as I'm saying that because people tend to, I think, shy away from it stigma-wise. It's too serious, but it's something that we need to talk about. Why is that so important?
I think firstly, what you're saying is so crucial that people tend to avoid the topic.
Mm.
And there are myths that if we do talk about it, mm-hmm. it's going to happen more, but it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Especially Southern Africa, we have some of the highest suicide rates in the world, according to the World Health Organization.
Mm-hmm.
And in Namibia, we have more than one suicide per day. And that is a completed suicide. That's not an attempted. So it really is something that affects all Namibians.
Mm.
And what we're also seeing is that the suicide rate for men is a lot higher. Mm-hmm. And I think that links to some of the stigma in our country and our way of doing for
so
men,
silly.
Men not to talk.
Yeah,
about,
boys don't cry. Men
yes,
need to be tough.
Absolutely. Mm. So it really is something that affects all of us.
Why? Is it a mental health issue? Is it a stress-related issue? What is the cause of the rise in statistics?
So there's been so much research done, and I think it every time it comes down to it's a complex issue.
Mm.
You know, things like substance abuse contribute,
mm-hmm.
mental health
mm-hmm.
Disorders or mm-hmm. illnesses contribute. And another thing is that a lack of a social support system can also make someone feel quite alone and isolated in their struggles.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also see things like relationship difficulties and financial problems, where people then think, I don't believe always correctly, that the only way to get out of the deep spot
is to attempt
suicide. And I think part of this campaign is to make people aware that there are other options.
Well, I can speak out of personal experience. I struggle with mental health. So a lot of the things you just said really resonate with me. I can relate to so many of that. But, I mean, this is like it's a journey, right? It's not something that necessarily goes away, but it's a journey that you're on. And the support system that you just mentioned, that is so crucial.
Absolutely.
You need to have that someone that you can talk to, that you can confide in and trust.
Yeah, and someone that helps you to not feel alone and not feel judged in what you're sitting with.
Exactly. No need to feel judged. Take it from Anne.
Yes.
So tell me, occupational therapy, where does that come into play with World Suicide Prevention Day or mental health and all of that in general?
Very briefly, if someone is experiencing suicidal ideation, which means they're thinking about it or they have attempted, we view that as a medical emergency.
Yes.
So we would then assess the risk and refer to a psychiatrist or a medical doctor.
Okay.
Sometimes a psychologist. For the occupational therapy side of things, we look at really building the coping skills. So financial management, stress management, conflict management.
Giving them the tools to dissect and deal with whatever the issue is.
Yes. And then the other really beautiful thing about OT is that we use occupations, so the things that you do every day that are meaningful to you, to improve your motivation, improve your confidence, your self-esteem. Very, very briefly, I had a client who had multiple suicide attempts, and we started a garden project.
Ah.
And about a year and a half after we'd been seeing each other, or I'd been seeing her, the one day she said, you know, I really wanted to commit suicide yesterday, but I was wondering who's going to look after my tomatoes.
Oh.
So I had to come.
Yes.
And I think that's one of the powerful things that OTs can do, is fostering those reasons to live, whether it's the tomatoes, whether it's your relationships, your work. We really look at what is important for the individual.
Okay. And let's talk resources.
Yes. So in Namibia, we don't have as many resources, but you can really see that the community is rallying.
Okay, that's great.
It's becoming more accessible. So if the only thing you take from today, 106, that's the number for Lifeline. It's a toll-free number.
Okay.
I tried it out. They answer after the first ring. Very professional, very helpful. That number is available from 8 in the morning till 8 in the evening.
Okay.
And then after hours, Katatura Hospital is the way to go. Unfortunately, medical aids do not pay for intervention if someone has suicidal ideation. So in a private hospital, you are unlikely to get
treated.
So if it's a medical emergency, go to Katatura. You will be helped. There is a psychologist on call 24 hours. So if it is after 8 in the evening or before 8 in the morning, that's the go-to in Windhoek. In other areas, it will be the regional hospital.
Just give us that number for Lifeline one more time.
106.
Three little numbers that could mean a lot.
Yes.
106. And that's from 8 until 8 that you can contact just to talk to someone.
Absolutely. And they're trained to also know when to refer, how to support. So I think that really is a lifeline. I think the name is quite apt.
Carlina, thank you so very much. Thank you for the work that you guys do. It sounds like a very big job, and I think it's very important. So thank you so much for taking the time to chat to us today. 10th of September, World Suicide Prevention Day.
Thank you for having us.